We do it every year, and so leading up to it, we've been talking about it, a special service. So you think back over the year, and it's like, oh, that this has not been a good year. Can you give me a little more? A little more, but not ringing. So whatever, wherever that number is. And so, you know, we think about this past year, and, you know, it's easy to complain about 2020. There's, you know, videos and, you know, pictures of 2020, just trying to capsulize the, maybe the frustrations, the difficulty, the just upending year it's been. Middle of March, everything got turned upside down. And we look at that and we get bittered maybe or frustrated. But let's think about 2020, about what God has done. It sent a lot of people to the Scriptures. It reminded us that we are not as in charge as we thought we were. With Christ at the center, it brought families together. Made you appreciate things that maybe you took for granted, like church, toilet paper. Lysol wipes. Again, family. Made, I have a feeling this Thanksgiving's going to be just a little bit sweeter than maybe last year. Just a little more appreciative. Not everybody that had certain people sitting around the table last year are going to be there this year, and maybe you'll take some inventory and say, thank you, Lord, that didn't touch my family. So looking back on 2020, it's easy to maybe say, oh, this was an awful year. I don't know if it was an awful year. It allowed us to do something that we have never been able to do before, and that's reset. I remember my little Nintendo had a power button and a reset button. And oftentimes we would mention that in life. Life doesn't have a reset button. Well, I guess it does. And we got to experience something, and I pray that through all of it, we behaved ourselves in a wise manner and handled it wisely, and that our life was able to give honor and glory to God, that we did right in every situation. Yes, it's been a difficult or unpredictable year, but through it all, I feel like, man, there's some things that I learned or appreciated that had the year not gone as it did, might have missed that. So I am not upset with 2020. I'm thankful for it. Thankful for what it has. You know, every day we come in and we have a staff meeting, and we sit around and just go, well, we got another day, praise the Lord. Really appreciate our school. Every Sunday that we come in, praise the Lord, we got another Sunday. Man, that's a blessing. And often things that we took for granted, maybe we have come to appreciate this year. That's invaluable. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, we read these verses last night, but had to kind of revisit them again. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, we're just going to read 6 or 7 verses. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Tomorrow, maybe you're going to have the fruit of the harvest. There's a place on Westridge Road right across the street from that New Beginnings Church that had a lot of little guys running around about 2 weeks ago. It's kind of quiet over there right now. What happened? There was a harvest of animals. To which maybe, anybody do a fresh turkey? Anybody? Us either. But I didn't know if anybody does that. Hey, real quick, if you have not started thawing your turkey for tomorrow, Chinese is tomorrow. Chinese. But we're going to gather together and we're going to reflect on how God has bountifully blessed us. Every man according as he has purposed in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. I believe that the things that you have in your life are directly affected by what you give. God blesses cheerful giving. My father-in-law believes that you will get more energy in your life the more you spend energy. So if you sit around on a couch all day, you are not going to have a lot of energy. That's not resting. That's called laziness. But if you're active, active people have more energy. Say, how is that? It's just one of those weird things. You give, God says he blesses that. Look at verse 8. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you. See, we give of ourselves, and look at the response or the return on that. Grace. The E, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Everything that God has asked you to do, he will equip you to do. He will not leave you high and dry. We're working on a project at our house, and I am not good with estimating what we will need. We're one sheet short of drywall for the bathroom, and, you know, ran out of screws, and we did this or did that, and, you know, but God doesn't invite you into serving him and go, oh, you know what? I'm sorry, you're going to need more, and I just didn't give it to you. No, the Bible says that you'll have all sufficiency to every good work. I want you to look at verse 11. Being enriched in everything to all bountifulness. Doesn't that sound like Thanksgiving? All bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. As God meets every single one of our needs, our response ought to be thanksgiving to God. That's what it says. And as we have reaped bountifully, it should cause our heart to say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hey, if you think the things that are in your life are because you've done some great task, or remember, every good gift cometh from above. The Father of lights, it says. And as we reflect on our life, as you maybe look left and right down your pew tonight, and you see your family and go, look at what I've made. No, thanksgiving to God. Yep. Hey, we had another year to serve the Lord. How great are we? Thanksgiving to God. Yep. God allowed us to impact others for the cause of Christ. It's because of my thanks to God. Let's remember the bounty that the Lord has blessed us with should and always should generate a heart of thanksgiving. You know, as we reflect throughout our days, we will speak of maybe the past year, the last 364 or 65 days, and maybe some highlights from that. Maybe the Lord did something even today. You know, I was telling you, we were working upstairs. Say, I noticed you got some more cuts on your hand. Let me explain something today. I was working upstairs by myself. I have a chop saw that's a miter saw. It puts a double bevel on it. It's a really nice saw. You can turn the blade to spin to degrees. It locks in at certain degrees, major degrees. I didn't use that right today. I needed an angle. I had my angle cut on my 2x4, and instead of turning the saw to the angle, I just turned the piece of wood. Don't smile, Brother Sutliff. And that thing caught and through my hand, I have a couple cuts here, through my hand against the metal guard. I could not stop my hand from flying forward because the torque on the saw. Say, you're a fool. I understand that. I only did it once. And I promise you I'll never do it again, because it could have thrown it, instead of to the left, it could have thrown it to the right where the blade was. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Now, I can look back over 2020 and I got some highlights, but something showed up right in my house today to which I want to thank God for. We were looking, again, it's just a small thing, but it's a big thing to me. we're getting ready to paint the boys' room upstairs. And we went to Lowe's today, and they had the really nice paint in the colors that we could use all together. So instead of $200 worth of paint today, we spent $50. Thank you, Lord. Just little things like that. Just today. Today, got all 10 fingers, and we got a bunch of paint for the upstairs. Thank you, Lord. Anybody have a blessing that they would like to share of just something they want to give glory to God for who He is and what He's done in your life? Sarah May.